Apollyon Too Young to Die. Written and read by Lady Drace. Napoleon, sitting at a single table at Quark's, seemed extremely preoccupied with his view. So Quark, of course, seized the opportunity to swoop in and refill his drink. He paused, however, when he saw exactly what view had his customers so entranced. "Pardon me, sir, but would you care for a bit of friendly advice? Free of charge, no less." So absorbed was Napoleon that he didn't even look at Quark. "Whatever, just make it quick." Quark leaned in close. "You see, I prefer a certain type of customers. Live ones. Like I always say, dead customers don't pay bills." This made the Napoleon turn his head and fix the Ferengi with a puzzled stare. "What are you talking about?" "Look, I'm all for enjoying the view. That's what the double girls are for. And frankly, I would suggest you turn your eyes to them instead of your current target." Glancing back in the direction he had been looking before, the Napoleon frowned. "Why should I care? I can look at what I like." Quark put on a face of casual indifference. "Sure you can. I didn't mean to interfere. It's just, if it was me, I wouldn't undress someone with my eyes if I knew he was going out with a former member of the Obsidian Order." Quark turned to go, but was stopped by a blue hand almost crushing his elbow. "What?" The blue face had paled to a porridge gray, and terror was painted clearly in the wide open eyes. "See the Cardassian sitting at his table? The only one left on the station. That tailoring business he has is just a cover, of course. I'm surprised he didn't know. It's old news." The Napoleon looked like he was close to tears, and Quark couldn't help but grin a little. Now, it's not so bad. Come have a round of Dabo. I'm sure Lita will do her very best to entertain you." He patted the shocked Napoleon on the back and hoisted him towards the Dabo table while sneaking a glance at the pair at the table across the room. Garak was looking at Bashir eating with eyes not unlike those of a tiger on a grazing antelope. Shaking his head, Quark mumbled to himself, "Garak, you old fool, make a damn move before you kill someone." The end.